You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702, The Africa Report with Crystal Audison.
It is time, of course, as always at this time, for The Africa Report. And it's a pleasure to welcome, as always, Crystal Audison. Good morning to you, Crystal. Now, after years of conflict between these arch rivals, Ethiopia and Eritrea, ready for a peace deal?
Yes, Bongani, can you imagine? It's like two brothers that had a bad relationship and a fallout. So after 18 years of hostilities, Ethiopia now said it's ready to accept the peace deal to end the bloody Eritrean border war. Now, this deal was negotiated in 2002, but of course the parties could not agree. And then this led to a dispute with Eritrea that then led to this deadly border war in 1988. And here we saw tens of thousands of people being killed and both countries simply just adopting a hostile approach towards each other. Eritrea had refused to hold talks with Ethiopia because of course, Ethiopia was seen as the big brother until they accepted this border commission findings. So now we see that both sides will have to remove soldiers from the disputed land. Eritrea, of course, declared independence in 1993. Again, we see, Bongani, just to keep up with all the political and economic changes in Ethiopia, it's quite astonishing. It's like a sprint. This week, we saw the state of emergency being lifted. We also saw the changes in the draconian anti-terror laws. There's been improved relationship with the with the opposition, and now, of course, with Eritrea, because, you know, this is a country that both of them, they share such a rich history, culture, and, of course, the important Red Sea, which now means that Ethiopia could have access to a port. And I think, of course, there's also been news that after years, Ethiopia will finally open its business doors and they opening to international investors to invest in the country.
All right, Crystal. Now, I mean, you and I have been speculating about this, whether or not there was a deal made between Uhuru Kenyatta and Raila Odinga, who's now, I suppose, carving a new role for himself, leading efforts to reconcile warring factions in South Sudan. Is coming to South Africa this week. Might he become a future president, one wonders?
Absolutely, and also taking on this role of an elder statesman. So, of course, we know that in South Sudan, we've just not been able to have any positive news. The recent talks in Addis Ababa failed because the both parties, Riek Machar and Salva Kiir, and the opposition could not agree. And now Raila Odinga is stepping into this role. Bongani, clearly he's a respected leader in East Africa. Already, Machar's team said, of course, they are willing to meet. He's already met Salva Kiir's team. So there's been these backroom talks. Of course, Machar's people are still insisting that he must be released from house arrest in Pretoria to be able to be allowed to participate in the talks. I think the fact that Odinga is coming to South Africa to talk to him face-to-face, I think will clear a lot of issues. And I do think that this, of course, has been welcomed because I think all political parties and international mediators, Bongani, are simply desperate for any kind of peace deal between the two parties. And I think with Raila Odinga stepping into this role, we might see some shift in this.
All right, Crystal Audison on the line there from Cape Town, the Southern Africa editor of The Africa Report.